Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids. How you doing, Marilyn?
Hey, man, I'm spooky as always. Brand new. How about you?
Hey, doing pretty good. How did Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids originate?
Well, Scott David, the idea of Marilyn Manson has been brewing in my head one form or another since I was about 12 years old at a Christian high school in Canton, Ohio. But then, you know, I moved and grew up and changed my shoe size and stuff. And then I met this guy named Daisy Berkowitz, who's kind of ripping on the guitar. And, you know, we had two different, you know, styles, two different tastes of music. He liked more ethereal, kind of surreal soundscapes of guitar noise, and I was more into more distinct, hard, definitive, you know, sounds and whatnot. But we both had the same ideas as far as art-wise, what we wanted to do with the band. So we got together, we made this music, and it's just what we wanted. As far as the rest of the band, they were friends of mine, Olivia Newton-Bundy and Josh Esbeck, and they were interested in what we were doing, so we brought them in. And that's how it happened.
How did the name Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids come about?
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of obvious, because Marilyn Manson is on my birth certificate and all. But as far as Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids, this is the illegitimate offspring of the world's most infamous, nefarious, and in our eyes, brilliant cult psycho weirdo wackos in the world. Specifically America, of course, because we're an American band.
Well, personally, you don't really look like a Marilyn, but I guess if your mother named you that, what can I say? Hey, how would you describe your music?
Well, you know, people hate to describe their music. What we've come to call it is beat up your mom music. As far as describing what it sounds like, I guess you have to listen. I think it's pretty much like 60s meets 90s psychedelic industrial brain tumor disorder thrash sort of thing. It's kind of groovy, you know. Groovy. I guess the word groovy will work.
Well, I guess that's pretty specific. Is there a concept or a message you're trying to convey in your music?
Well, Scott David, as far as the concept goes, yeah, there's a definite concept, but, you know, stuff like that, I put out a lot of ideas in the lyrics and in the way we do our things. There's a lot of ideas floating around, and people who know what it is, people will pick it up if they know what to pick up. As far as coming right out and saying anything, I don't think that I could, especially on this radio station.
Well, thank you for that.
Sorry.
How do you approach writing new material?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of words going around in my head. It's like a chewed up a dictionary and kind of puked it over my brain kind of thing. And, you know, Daisy over here is, you know, pretty much the same way with this music. So we get together with the guitar, and it's kind of tribal with the percussion, and we just work with it. It's really tribal.
Sounds like
a tribe.
Sounds like an encyclopedia of insanity.
Yeah, that's kind of cute, Scott.
What song did you have the most fun with?
Well, Scott, I could sing it for you really quick, and this is to all the girls I never loved before. I had a little monkey, I sent him to the country, and I fed him on gingerbread. Along came a choo-choo, knocked my monkey cuckoo, and now my monkey's dead. That's my favorite.
No wonder why you never had any girls that loved you after that rendition. Anyway, what artists were influential to you in the past?
When I was growing up, I don't know, I can't say that I ever grew up. I'm kind of like an evil little Peter Pan that will never get older. But as far as bands that I listened to, I like Inagata DeVita, Black Sabbath, and Jim Morrison was my, you know, he's my one of my all-time idols. And, you know, a couple years ago when I got Papa Manson, that's Chuck, his album, it was a great influence on me. Very innovative dude, and I hate that word, dude, but I'll say it again. Innovative dude, and he influenced what we're doing right now to a certain extent.
And a number one best-selling album, may I add.
Yeah, all the time, Manson. He's on Billboard still.
Well, who do you find exciting presently?
Well, Scott, not to offend you or, you know, any of your listeners, I mean, the Wax Track scene and network is really cool. And there's a lot of, you know, bands that are breaking some new patterns here. But, you know, industrial music in general is starting to get homogenized. But, like, I'm really impressed with the new Knights of Rab album because they've done some really different stuff this time around. And the Revolting Cock.